Good evening and welcome to Body, Mind, and Stars, episode 4 from At the Still Point. And today I'm Dr. Ryan Christensen here with Shaman Steve from Stillwater's Osteopathy, Lake Orion, and Roots and Remedy. And we're here to talk to you about rest. Body, Mind, and Stars. Shaman Steve, great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself? It's a little bit crisp out, but it's otherwise a great fall evening.
We are coming from fall to winter today in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's gotten cold locally in beautiful Lake Orion, Michigan, coming from the Potawatomi territory. And I received a bit of a message through a friend today that as we were talking about this need for a lot of us to integrate a lot of the energies coming in, and to rest more deeply, and to rest with less guilt, that oftentimes people go, oh no, something is so wrong because I need to stop and let go of some control. And the message today, Shaman Steve, that I received is the sky is not falling. That if it is, maybe it's falling together, not falling apart.
And sometimes that's hard for people to discern, falling together or falling apart. They just see the falling and they focus on that and they don't look at the cause and the effect of what might actually be falling. So, you know, it's kind of
chaotic, right? It's chaos being made into order.
Yeah, it really is. It's like how the trees, you know, are changing with the weather now. We're seeing all the leaves now, they're just about gone. You got a few holders on. It's the message I'm getting right now is times are changing and buckle up. Those are the two messages, because there are some big things on the horizon coming through that are really going to push people to a level that makes them not as comfortable as they're used to, in a good way.
I think so, too. And these themes of new innovation, today is a auspicious day astrologically. The planet Pluto moves into the sign of Aquarius, finally, from being in and out of Capricorn after a 20-year cycle. And Pluto is a planet of disruption. And so it's really interesting that you say buckle up here, everyone. Shaman Steve says, buckle up.
Hey, that's just the message that's being passed down. We got to get ready for what's coming. And I think people are going to be surprised in the beginning, and it's going to cause some work, but I think overall people are going to be happy if they're choosing to do the work.
That's right. And everything old is new again. And in this fall, I love that you brought up the trees. The leaves shedding, my favorite therapist gave me the workshops one day. She said, you're like a leaf falling from the roof, the top of a tree. Are you going to be really scared the whole time and be like, oh my God, I can't do it. I'm going to fall. I'm going to die. And then you make it to the bottom. Or are you going to fall like the tree from the leaf that goes, wee, this is the coolest ride of my life. I only get one, and enjoy every step of it. And the gratitude and the rest for me is the same, because it's resistance and it's holding on to our true humanness by our needs for honoring cycles.
Well,
like
yeah.
The trees you said shed their leaves, they're conserving for winter's stillness and preparing for spring's rebirth. What about this sacred pause, Shaman Steve, is coming through to you? And maybe talk to us more about these trees.
The good thing to think about or reflect on is that life is like a seasonal tree. It goes through different cycles of change and renewal, much like a tree experiencing periods of growth, change, and rebirth. And this is the same cycles that we go through. We really need to understand ourselves and the different cycles that we're going through and what we need to do for ourselves during these cycles. So, you know, one thing I'm reminded of is the journey inward begins in fall's fading light and deepens in winter's stillness, a sacred alignment in nature's rhythm.
A sacred alignment in nature's rhythm. And to our listeners, wherever you are, may you sink into this pause, body, mind, and stars, and know your perfection and your worth. As we grow deep roots today with Shaman Steve and myself. Wow. I love that.
It's a great way to reflect on things.
And giving us a little space, like the perspective from the tops of the trees. Raven is one of my totems that works beautifully to help you see the mystery and the stuff that we're not going to understand. And that's what I'm excited about talking about, is some of this cosmic forces coming into alignment.
That's what I understand. I understand there's a lot of cosmic energies either just starting or going to be coming up, or we're hitting our peak of right now. It's a great season for this going within and change and renewal. And I'm interested to see how the astrology side of that ties in with the cycles of Earth and rebirth.
Absolutely. And I got into studying astrology actually during the pandemic. I was always interested in, for our listeners, I'm a Aries Sun, Cancer Moon, Scorpio Rising. And these are really interesting placements because I tend to charge into a situation, have to feel it all out, Cancer Moon in the 8th house, and then notice that pattern of death and rebirth in Scorpio season, which is where we are now. And today, on November 19th, the day we're recording this episode of 2024, finally, Pluto, the planet of transformation, has moved into the sign of Aquarius from where it has been in Capricorn for the past 23 years. This planet, Pluto, is the disruptor, and it's all about releasing outdated systems, embracing a collective growth. And a lot of times, I think in the Pattern or CoStar, which are some fun astrology apps, if people are interested, they talk about Pluto ruling more of a generation than actually an individual, because their influence is so long because it's such a long transit. And in Aquarius is an air sign that challenges us to innovate in ways that honor both the collective and individual truth. Air signs are very intellectual. We need to think and be fair, and we're being called into this Aquarian energy of letting go and shedding. The last time that this happened too, this 2023 through 2043 tag, it really is about revolution and innovation. And in 1778 to 1798 was the last period that this was really the same placement. And that was the time of the American and French revolutions and the early Industrial Revolution. And we were looking at, are we going to have a monarchy, or are we going to have a democratic republic where people are listened to and voted in? And that's a really beautiful thing to think about next, what's happening about individual truths. Because the more people tell their stories and the more people innovate in those spaces, and you can look at where Pluto and where Aquarius rules in the house system of your chart to see more about this. The next placement I want to talk about is Saturn in Pisces, which is about spiritual boundaries. And this is about honoring rest and creating structure in emotional and spiritual growth and confronting our illusions. Saturn is all about structure, and Pisces is about spirituality. Pisces rules the feet and is the fish. It's a water sign. And these spiritual boundaries are very similar to what was happening in the 60s. From 1964 to 1967 was a similar placement, and there were a lot of countercultural movements like the civil rights era and a call for emotional accountability. And it's really amazing that we're feeling so much of that energy now with truth and justice.
It really is, because the one thing I do understand about like the Saturn cycles is that it helps get rid of things in our lives that aren't working anymore, and focusing on improving and strengthening the things that do. So it's interesting that you bring up, like, you know, this last time was during the American and French Revolution, and, you know, how much those things were taken for things that weren't working for this new country that was forming, and putting things into place on improving the strengths and the things in our lives that will serve us properly. So it's just an interesting tie-in on how that all, it all ties together.
And that's what I've really enjoyed about studying some of this astrology, is when you look at the cycles of it, the cyclical nature of our planet, it's all a big wheel. And so we can access that through a lot of different modalities. And I don't think any of them have one answer that we don't, but when you use it together, the combination and the insights that it can go, And some people are worried about astrology. And for me, it's in Genesis, it says it shall be written in the stars. There were some people that followed a star to see this guy, Jesus, that people were all fired up about. So I'm like, hey, why don't we use some of this information too to inform us how we're living our lives and how we can live them better and more in alignment?
Just think about how stars have guided travelers for eons. We've used them to navigate, to cross continents, across countries. The seafaring people have used them to navigate the seas and oceans for generations and generations. It's just interesting to, we say that, some will say that the Bible doesn't say anything about astrology, but it does if you look at the words closely enough and deep enough.
But it also says rest on the seventh day every week, and some of us don't ever turn off.
No. Sometimes it's hard to put that into rest mode for ourselves.
Absolutely. And Saturn's structure is a big thing that, like Steve mentioned, and the structure bringing in the spirituality is defining your boundaries too around rest of, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take on that extra project. I'm sorry, I need to go home and spend time with my family. I'm sorry, I need to go feed my dog. Like, we don't have to be callous about it. Like, we can be polite, but we can just say no. Like, our no is our power.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think a lot of us get into codependencies or other things. Like, one of my favorite books that a patient mentioned to me this week, how helpful it was, is Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents. This doctor, Lindsay Gibson, who talks about our parents did the best that they could, but they were emotionally shackled by the culture, society, boys don't feel feelings kind of energy. And so we're changing that with newer generations. But this is the process we're talking about. This is the process we talked about in our first episodes about the luminous energy field and the ancestors, because these are the things that keep coming back and informing our choices that we make, sometimes subconsciously. And sometimes we're really attuned to collective energy as opposed to our own. And these themes that I'm discussing today, I think, are really going to open up people to experience a deeper level of their own healing and maybe trust themselves a little more. That's what happened for me.
And that's what we need to do. It really is. It's something that we need to look at. And once again, like I think I've said it just about every episode so far, sometimes we need to lean in a little more. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep using that because that's what we as humans and we as a society need to do.
And that leaning in is our growth edge.
Yeah.
That's our leading, that's our new bud on our tree that's growing out there. It's scared, right? I don't know what's out there, but we have to grow through this. And those are the three other placements that I really want to talk about right now is Uranus in Taurus. Uranus.
Who doesn't like to say that?
2018 through 2026 is this transit through the house of Taurus, which is the bull. And the Taurus is an earth sign that is very grounded. And the themes are about rethinking our resources, our financial systems, and our relationships with the earth. And this was the same historical parallel from 1934 to 1942 during the Great Depression and the Great Works Project and World War II, which were huge shifts in economic systems and resource innovation. And it's interesting that this is about disrupting some of our comfort zones. Taurus rules comfort and material stability. And we're called to embrace this slow, grounding energy and let some of this stuff pass. These are not ominous placements, as some astrologers will talk about it, but more of an invitation to use the anchor. And I think the anchor for this one is the tree's roots.
Yeah. I think you're right there. It's the best place to anchor in and lean into that tree energy that we were talking about earlier. So it there's no greater way than to have that cosmic energy raining down on you while you're sitting underneath a tree meditating, your bare feet touching and in the same soil that those roots are, sharing the same space, sharing the same energy that's raining down upon you. That's... Yeah. One of those things that so many people don't lean into. I think that's a wonderful thing if you can do it and make the space for yourself to allow yourself to.
Well said, Shaman Steve. And the last two placements that we're going to talk about are retrograde planets. Mm. Mercury's in retrograde, everyone.
Watch out.
Have you heard this and are you scared? Some people are. Mercury, the planet of communication, technology, and travel, appears to go backward in the sky 2 to 3 times a year for about a 3-week period. And during that time, a lot of signs, cardinal signs especially, I'm in Aries here, we can notice a lot of disruptions, frustrations, starting late, things getting forgotten. They suggest you don't sign a lot of big contracts. And maybe the themes that are coming up for this period are more about old themes that you've not maybe worked through in the past in terms of communication with yourself or with others. And these Mercury retrograde periods, if you're a good journaler, boy, you'll notice some deep stuff coming out during Mercury retrograde. And what's interesting about this is it's happening during Scorpio season. And this week, Scorpio, that planet of deep reflection, is shifting into the optimistic sign of Sagittarius. Think Casey Musgraves, follow your arrow, like the archer. Mm-hmm. And the Sagittarius is that fire sign. So we're getting into, from the death and rebirth theme of Scorpio, into Sagittarius, which is a lot more about forward mobility, about following your truth, and understanding that clear communication is loving for you, for others. And lastly, Jupiter is in retrograde. This planet has been retrograde for some time and goes through early 2025. But right now it's conjuncting Jupiter and Venus in Taurus. And this is all about abundance and expansion of our beauty in relationships and in the grounding practice. And because Jupiter is a little bit retrograde, this is a theme that we're like, how am I going to nourish my abundance? How am I going to welcome in the beauty and the new? And so this next period of astrology is going to be a really cool, exciting time. From this Pluto in Aquarius, revolution and innovation, to the Saturn in Pisces, it's going to influence your spiritual boundaries. Uranus in Taurus to disrupt the stability. And Mercury retrograde allowing us some transformative conversations with Jupiter and Venus in abundant connection.
Wow. It's a lot happening.
It's a lot, and it's all in the stars, everyone.
That's just amazing.
So as we rest into this, I think it's rest is such an act of self-love. And yeah, truly embracing when your physical body or your mental body or your emotional body can't do anything. Embracing your no is one of the practices. I'd love to hear how it works for our listeners. Because I think sometimes we just need to honor that we need a little more space in our lives. A little more quiet times, a little more stillness. That's what we think at the Stillwaters anyway.
Yeah, it's the one thing that winter is the time for inner journeys. It's time for connecting with the spirit, connecting with our ancestors, finding that wisdom in that stillness.
I think we should talk practice as shamans to you for resting. And I'd like to challenge our listeners to light a candle, notice what it's like to be a light, to maybe try some journaling or some stillness practice, maybe even a Sabbath, where you just take a day off and just let yourself rest and do things that feel good without any judgment or pressure. And I'm really excited to hear what you have to offer and even more shamanic insights for our listeners, because I really love that tree analogy. Thanks for bringing that in today.
Hey, you know, that's, you know, what we're here for. We're just trying to help everyone that's listening and work through and, you know, get some more perspective on how to view things in life. Because we were talking about the tree and how it sheds its leaves to help conserve energy. And during the wintertime, animals hibernate. And similar to humans, it's a call for us to pause and recharge. And even in the shamanic sense, that it's many times the cycles for us this winter time to reflect on the cycles within ourselves, to invite introspect and connection to the unseen. We're always so busy in the spring, in the summer, and even into the fall. And in the wintertime, we get that little more time to rest ourselves. And this is a good time that sometimes we can't always get out in nature in the wintertime. We need to use nature as our mirror and really follow the same cycles that they're doing. This is a time it's a sacred time for deep inner work, reflecting on your past experiences, planting the seeds of intention for the upcoming spring. These are all things that we need to reflect on as we move forward. And one of the things that I really like to do, and I can't say,
I think this should be our closing practice today.
We surely can make it that our closing practice. This is the tree exercise, as I like to call it. First, you get a piece of paper, just a blank sheet of paper. Draw yourself a tree, but don't just draw it to the roots. You need to draw the ground underneath it too. And then you're going to use the roots to write down where you came from, who your parents are, things that you did as a youth, things that defined and made you who you are today. And then I want you to use the ground to fill in all the things that you will choose to do on a weekly basis. Do it a weekly podcast, journaling, meditation stuff, read a book, whatever it might be.
I'm writing, I honor my boundaries.
then the trunk of the tree, write your skills and your values on the trunk, whatever those mean to you for your life. And then we move up to the branches. We're going to write down our hopes, our dreams, our wishes. These can be personal. They can be communal. Don't just think short term, think long term. So you got to put both on there, short and long term. Otherwise, you can't see the forest through the tree. See what I did there? then the leaves, you're going to write down those that are significant to you in a positive way. Your friends, your family, your pets, your heroes, anyone you look up to and respect. Now we get to the good stuff, the fruits. Write down the legacy that has been passed on to you. All those nuggets of wisdom and knowledge from uncles, grandfathers, great grandfathers, whoever might have passed down, and even sometimes our own kids can even teach us a thing or two.
So generations teach and learn in all the directions, don't they?
It really is that way. Write on those fruits all the things that have been passed down to you. And then the flower and the seeds, write down the legacies you wish to leave for others. You can even put it as, if you don't want to label seeds, you can put little trees and then visualize the sapling and then write down whatever that legacy is for that sapling to grow into a tree for other people to reflect on. And then we come to the nitty gritty, the compost heap. Now, this is optional, but it is highly recommended. These are often the sources of our traumas and our abuse and cultural standards that are forced upon us sometimes and shapes the negative thoughts in our mind. Write down all these places, these people, these problems, these experiences that you've had in your life, and put them all in the compost bin, because we're just going to need to let those sit and get ground up to be in our cycle of rebirth.
When I just scribbled along, for those of you on the video, you can see what I drew. Wow. And it's interesting. It's interesting, Steve. That was a really fun practice for me. Connected quite a few things in the moment.
When you actually sit down and do it, a good hour, maybe longer.
Some colors and some colored pencils or a nice journal. I could make this a craft project. That could be really fun.
It could be. It's a great way to start that inner work. It's a great way to put it down onto paper, everything that is positive in your life, everything that has come into your life that's good, everything that you would like to leave this world in a better place.
And from neuroscience, we know that at 17 seconds, if you can hold that positive thought, you will bring more energy to it.
There you go.
These are reprogramming, rewiring. And I would like to share a few journal reflections from the astrology placements for our folks today. And I think we're going to have these go out as a PDF too. So first, the first one in Pluto and Aquarius, how are you being called to innovate in your life? What outdated patterns or structures can you release, like the leaves being shed, to step into this new era? For Saturn in Pisces, number two, where in your life can you create those sacred boundaries for rest or spiritual renewal? How can you integrate the unseen into your everyday life? Deep roots and a strong trunk there. Uranus in Taurus, how are you grounding yourself amid this change? Are you open to innovate in areas you've long considered stable or to grow in a new direction? Number four, Mercury retrograde. What truths are you uncovering? How are you digging into this compost to integrate your deep insights into a more hopeful vision to grow into? And lastly, number five, Jupiter and Venus conjunction. Where are you finding the beauty? We want you to look at your tree and taste the fruit. It's harvest season. And our gratitude of this growth, how do you honor this abundance and gratitude in your life? We are looking forward to seeing you next week for another wonderful topic. And thank you for joining us for Body, Mind, and Stars here at The Still Point.